here with Jamarcus Lawrence. Well, how does it feel to be here in this tournament?
Man, just it's surreal. Just soaking every moment in. You know, just walking around, you know, just recording everything. You know, just getting my pictures in. It's surreal right now.
How have the preparations been throughout this week? You guys have been so good at that this entire season. How have they been preparing for this one?
I think just same as every game. You know, just we had a good week. I feel like this week was good. And like I said, you know, same every week. How we prepare the same, lock it in the same. So
you've been playing some of your best basketball of your career down the stretch here. What's gone into that and that confidence that you're playing with right now?
Well, I think it's just a mindset thing because, you know, obviously earlier in the year, you know, just me struggling, you know, I always told myself it's a lot of season left and, you know, we made it to this point. And like I said, I'm playing my best basketball, so just trying to keep that up.
It's such an unselfish group. It's been so fun to watch you guys. What's it like being a part of that, a team like this that shares the basketball, wants everybody to succeed?
Well, you know, teams that share the basketball, you know, a lot of success happens. So, you know, that's what we wanted. You know, we just wanted to do so much for this program, you know, achieve so much. And, you know, in order to do that, we had to stay connected and, you know, really move to basketball. So
I've been asking everybody this, but want to get your perspective. When did you know that this team could maybe do something special?
Summertime. I think everybody said that, but yeah, just really looking at the team roster wise, you know, I think Rink was the biggest X factor, you know, just him playing the five man and can really stretch the floor out. It's just teams is really hard to scout us, and you know, just the way we move the ball, you know, we shoot the ball really well. So
you know, for Texas A&M, one of the first things you look at what they do on the offensive boards. As a whole team, how important is it to slow that down? What goes into that to making sure that they don't dominate on the boards?
Well, man, that was an important thing for us all year. But, you know, this is the biggest game that we have to box out and rebound. This is very important. Like I said, coach said they're probably going to bring the try to be physical with us. So, you know, first team that throws the first punch and be physical, they'll be good.
This is a group that hadn't been here. So how are you guys going about being here and knowing what it takes, but you haven't had experience at it. So how do you guys balance that?
Well, for one, just having a mindset that's another basketball game. And one thing coach told us about is just limiting distractions. You know, try not to read what's outside or listen to the outside noise. That's the biggest thing.
How much fun has this season been?
It's been great. Like I said, me personally, I didn't have the season that I wanted, but you know, just really thankful to be a part of this team and such a great group of guys. So
I know it's been talked about the history that could be made by this team. How hungry are you guys to do that, to do something that's never been done with Nebraska basketball?
Man, like I said, we got together in the summer. You know, outside of, you know, coaches and stuff, we've been talking about, you know, we want to be that team to get the first one, and we're right here. So, like I said, you know, just staying locked in, trying to get the job done.
What do you need to do for this team? What role do you play in this team come tomorrow?
Man, I was actually talking to my mom about this last week. This is the only game that I don't care about points. Just going out there and playing hard. I think this has to be my best defensive game all year. Like I said, just really playing hard out there.
Appreciate your time. Good luck.
Thank you.
Well, happy birthday, Sam Hoiberg. Is there any better place you'd rather be celebrating your birthday?
Nope. Favorite time of the year, so this has got to be the best spot.
You know, what was it like for you to see Nebraska pop up on the screen on Selection Sunday?
I mean, literally a dream come true for me. It's been something that I have been dreaming of doing as long as I can imagine. So seeing that name come up and just knowing it was going to happen, it was a really cool feeling.
You've been a part of lots of March Madnesses, but how has it been different? Has it felt different going through this as a player and going through the practices and being a part of it?
Yeah, it's very surreal. I mean, I don't think it's really going to hit me until I'm out on that court that I'm playing in March Madness, but just being a part of it as a player is just such a dream come true, as I've said, and I mean, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
I'm sure this one will take the tops, but what's been your favorite March Madnesses of the past? Do you have a favorite team that you watched your dad coach in during this time?
Yeah, I mean, that Iowa State team that made the Sweet 16 has got to be my best memory from it. We went to San Antonio for the first two rounds, beat North Carolina on, I think there was 3 seconds left. DeAndre Kane hit a layup to take the lead. And then playing UConn, who ended up winning it all that year without George Yang. We could have won that one too, but that was in New York City. So just traveling with that team and seeing the success that they had was really fun.
Talked to you a couple months ago, and you had talked about how much it meant to you for this program to get to where you guys are. So the fact that it's come to fruition, what's it been like being a part of it and helping your dad and this program get to where it is right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's really come full circle from being on that team that was only won 10 games 2 years ago and just watching it all happen as a redshirt. It was something that I wanted to be a part of the change, and I didn't know what my role would be in that, but being an actual player on this team and playing real minutes has been something that's always been a dream of mine, and being on a team that's in March Madness and we've really turned it around is just such a dream come true.
I've been asking everybody this to get the different perspectives, but when did you know that this team might be pretty special?
I think right away, as soon as we got all the pieces. I was a big part of the recruiting process, hosting these guys on their visits like Rink and Bryce and Joe. But once I saw who they were and the type of people that they were, I knew that we had a ton of talent, and I knew that our culture was in the right place to where we really had a chance to be good. And me and Rink have been talking about it all the way back to his visit. He did not want to come to a team that was just going to be in the Big Ten. He wanted to compete to be at the top of the Big Ten. We did that, and now we're in March Madness, and we want to make history.
The unselfishness of this basketball team, you know, when you guys share the basketball and find the hot hand, how much does that elevate a team when you have a group of guys that it's bigger than just oneself?
Yeah, I mean, we have so many different guys that can get it going, and we all realize that. Obviously, Casey is the one that gets a lot of the attention, but we know why he does, because he's so fun to watch and he's so entertaining. But he knows when he doesn't have the best night, you can get it to a guy like CJ or Bryce or someone else that's going to score. And we all love each other. We all play for each other. And it's just so important, especially this time of year, to play for each other.
I've talked to you a lot about your role and the importance of your role, but this coaching staff goes on and on about, you know, your defensive captain. And so how much pride do you take in the steps that this team has made defensively and the role that it's played in where this team is right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's something I definitely take a ton of pride in. And I remember seeing that our defense was in the hundreds in, I think, middle January. And I was pretty disappointed in that. I knew that we had more talent and to be a better team in that. And then from February on, we've been one of the best defensive teams in the country. So it's been really cool to see as a defensive guy myself, and I just want to see us put it all together in this tournament.
What is it about defense that you like playing that you know that you can contribute?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where it's just mainly effort, and you've got to know where you're going to be and be in the right spots to be a really elite defender. But I think that a lot of it is just purely effort, and that's something that I can completely control myself, and I just love that about it. I can always put in 100% of the effort all the time, and that's really helped me in my defense.
Looking at Texas A&M, they're physical, they crash the boards hard. What does it take for an entire team to slow them down in that regard?
Yeah, we all got to hit first and be really physical on the boards. It's something that we've been going through the whole season. I mean, we've had a few games where we really struggled in that part, but I think we also came back from those moments. You look at the Rutgers away game, I mean, they pounded us on the boards, and that's something that we've really learned from, and hopefully we can take our past defeats from that and turn it into a victory this time.
How have the preparations been? You guys have been so good at that throughout the entire season. How's it been this week?
Yeah, it's been really good. I think we're really focused right now. We obviously have such a great coaching staff who's going to put us in the right spots, and I think the guys are very focused, and we're just trying to zone in and zone out all of the kind of extra stuff that comes with being in March Madness, because we got to focus at the task at hand, which is winning this first game.
Last thing, you just mentioned it, this team's never done that before. What would it mean to this group to make history for Nebraska basketball?
Yeah, I mean, at least in my opinion, I don't think this season's really a success without getting that win. Obviously, we've done a bunch of great things, but if we don't get that win at the end, it just doesn't really feel fulfilling, and I think a lot of us share that same kind of thought process, so we're going to do whatever we can to get that win.
Sam, appreciate your time. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Here with Juwan Geary. Well, you're one of the, I guess, the only guy that's been here on this stage. How does it feel to be back?
It feels great. I've been telling the guys since I've been here, like, this is the time that you actually enjoy it. Like, you know, final tournament of the season, like, the winning, lose, or go home situation. But in the day, this is what we work for all year, all season, you know, beating the number one team, beat Wisconsin, you know, going undefeated at home, like, you know, through our conference play. Like, this is what we work for. So this being the situation, playing in Memphis, you know, playing tomorrow in March Madness is something that, you know, you can't beat. You know, this is my fourth time being in March Madness, but I say this is probably the best feeling I ever had, but like out of all the time I've been in March Madness, because this group of guys, I love this, like, they're my own brother. I can't say nothing else about that. Like, blood couldn't make me closer to none of these guys for sure. I'm glad, like, they all decided to be here. Even Coach Fred, like, he would say on the media, like, he said he couldn't be downstairs with us when we heard our name because he's going to be very emotional. But in the day, like, I was aware, like, this is well prepared. Like, okay, I know we're going to get in, but it's time to prepare for this team playing tomorrow. You know, Texas A&M, a very hard playing team. You know, come from the SEC conference. Like, I know what they're gonna come to do. They're gonna give it their best basketball, but they will still play Nebraska basketball tomorrow.
You guys have approached everything business like this entire season, but what goes into that approach for this team? Why are you guys so good at preparing? And even in a stage like this where you haven't been here, that you're even last week in the Big Ten tournament, but why are you guys so good at preparing for these types of situations?
Our coaching staff always going to say we do everything pro-like, whether it's film, practice, shoot around, mentally prepare, it's got to be pro-like. Coach Fred's, you know, he always hear us say we want to be pros, so he going to treat us just like pros. So, you know, of course it's fun to be out in Memphis. Of course it's fun to see all types of fans that's come from around the world just supporting Nebraska basketball. But in the day, we still got a job to do. We still got to go out there tomorrow and put on a show and get the W tomorrow. But in the day, like, business like is fun to us. You know, going out there and getting a W against a good opponent, that's fun to us because we get to look at each other with a smile, be, you know, praise, you know, jumping around, just enjoying the moment of, like, getting that W. So business like to me and to my guys, I know it's definitely fun for us.
All right, you look at Texas A&M, they are a rebounding team, and especially on the offensive glass. How much are you putting on that personally? You're the dog of this team. You have named yourself that. You embrace that role. But, you know, to slow that down, how much are you kind of putting that on yourself to help this team do that?
Just be a leader. I told my guys, you know, even Coach Fred, you know, harping on the day during the shoot-around, like, we're going to face through adversity for sure during the game. It's March Madness. You know, we're going to get the best basketball of Texas A&M, but how are we going to handle it? I told my guys, you know, this is the time that there's no point of folding. Like, it's either give it all you got or not at all. So I know my guys are well prepared. The last 2 days of practice we had have been probably the best practice we had since we've been here. Nothing more to say. I'm not the only dog of this team no more. I feel like I got a full of 18 guys of dogs. So I definitely can't wait for tomorrow because I know we missed to prepare. We've been preparing for this since the first day of practice, for sure, over the summer. Like, we've been looking towards this goal for a long time. So I definitely can't wait how my guys going to respond tomorrow during the adversity or during the good times. I mean, we know we're going to have our runs. They're going to have eight runs for sure, but how are we going to handle it for sure?
Physicality, how much do you want to set the tone? How much are you embracing that? Because that's what they, you know, I heard it at practice today, that this is going to be a physical basketball game. You got to like that.
Coach Ziegler, he definitely said they're going to be the team that hit first. So the team that actually hit first is going to be the win the physical game for sure. We know Texas A&M, a very physical team. Like you said, crashed the offensive glass like no other team that we face for sure. But once we set the tone of being physical and match their physicality, we know we got a good chance tomorrow.
What would it mean to this group to do what no other Nebraska basketball team has ever done?
Oh, it's going to mean a lot. You know, this is something that you always going to live for and something that you always going to remember from years now. Like, even if we win tomorrow for sure and down the road, if something do happen, you know, win or lose for sure, we always going to remember this moment of just making Nebraska history. You know, I know once we get back to Nebraska, we're going to have a crowd just, you know, cheering us on for sure. That support system, I think our support system is probably the best support system in the nation. But, yeah, I feel like, you know, getting that W tomorrow is going to mean way more to us than anybody because we got all the grit, grind. You know, we put all our, you know, tears, you know, sweat all throughout this game. So, you know, just making that history adjustment for sure. You know, just our eighth appearance being here in the NCAA tournament and winning that first game, like, it's something that you're never going to forget at all.
Last thing I got for you, you mentioned the crowd support, your home crowd, how much they helped you guys do what you did at home. But you said you're going to have a big welcoming party. You're going to have a big crowd here. We've heard the crazy amounts of fans that are going to turn up here. What has that support meant to this team all season, the way that Husker Nation has bought in and got behind you guys?
Oh, man. Thanks to the Husker Nation, I definitely want to start off with that. Without y'all, like, it's a lot of things we couldn't do this year, for sure. But I know our support system, like I said, is probably the best support system in the country for sure. But not, like, them coming down here, you know, supporting us for the, like, time of being here, like, you can't top that for sure. I know you got people from Memphis. I know you got people from Nebraska. I got my peoples coming from South Carolina, which is 9 hours from here, and just to come see us play, like, got a lot of support just coming here just to watch us play to the point, like, it's going to be like a home game to us at this point. Like, going to hear the crowd, Nebraska, the Cornhusker chant, you know, the Go Big Red chant to the point, like, okay, we back at home with it, so it's going to be very fun tomorrow.
Great stuff as always, Juwan. Appreciate your time.
Yes, ma'am.